This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're glad you've tuned us in. Now, if you'd like to have my mailing address or website address, I'll give it to you at the close of the program. The website does contain this program and a weekly meditation as well as other information that may be of help to you. So if you want those addresses, you might want to get a pencil and a piece of paper out so you can write them down at the close of the program. Now, today I want to spend some time on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. It reads this way, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." We trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. I've been thinking lately a lot about the coming of the Lord and the warnings that are given to us with regard to the coming of the Lord. When we look at the Bible, there are two things in particular that we are warned about, and many of us really try to ignore the warnings. One of those warnings has to do with death. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27 that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And regardless of how you look at that verse, whether the appointment is that we're going to die or whether the appointment is for the exact time of our death, either way, there's an after this, after death. Now, many people will tell you that when you die dead, and that there is nothing to fear, that you will be unconscious, you will be nothing, you will not know anything, you will not remember anything, and that there is really no existence after death. And my question to those people is, how do you know that for sure? Have you been there? Have you gone there and come back? We know that there have been a few people who have gone to the other side and come back. The one that is, of course, the most important is the Lord Jesus, who came from heaven and went back to heaven. He was the one who was eternal. He was the one who showed us all that we can need to know about God, because he was God made known in the flesh. He came from heaven and he went back to heaven. There's been a few other people that have died and have come back. They haven't told us a lot about what happened when they died, but we know that in John's gospel, Lazarus died, and then the Lord raised him from the dead. The Lord raised a widow's son from the dead, and he raised a young maid from the dead. We don't have them telling us what happened, but we do have the Lord opening us up to us the fact that there is an after this, and Paul tells us there's an after this. And so we need to be prepared for death and for what happens after this. And of course, in our previous programs, we've spent quite a little time on John 3 and verse 18, which says, "He that believeth on him," on Christ, "is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And so our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is what puts away our sin, forgives us, makes us fit for heaven. When we trust in Christ, we are born again. From that point on, God sees us in Christ. He does not see us in our sins. And the Bible tells us that for men like Paul, when he departed this life, he would depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Christ went up at his ascension. Christ went up into heaven, and he has told us, "If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So one of the things that we're told to prepare for is to prepare for death. Just as we get our life insurance policies in order, we get our wills in order, we make sure that we have our funeral arrangements made, just as we do all of that, we need to make sure that we are right with God, so that when the end comes, we will not be surprised and will not find that we have frittered away our life in a sinful, self-centered way and have never dealt with the issue of our sin and where we're going to be after we die. There is an after this. So one of the things we need to be prepared for is death, but another thing that we need to be prepared for is the coming of the Lord. The Lord has, in the Bible, given us a prophetic program. And that prophetic program really is indeterminate with regard to the day and age in which we live. But when we look at the Jewish nation, that prophetic program has been laid out pretty clearly. The Jews are the way God has spoken to this world so that we know that he's on the throne and that he, in fact, knows what the end is going to be like and what is going to happen to those on the earth. Believers are going to go to heaven. Unbelievers are going to be judged for their sin. And so when we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're told that there's going to be sudden destruction. That's interesting, isn't it? When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. If we were to read from 1 Thessalonians 4, we would find out that there the coming of the Lord is a coming of the Lord to the air to catch away those who are saved. And I believe that occurs before what we've read about in 1 Thessalonians 5 occurs. The Christian is saved not only eternally, but he's saved from the judgment that's going to come on this earth. It's called the wrath of God. When the Lord comes, the wrath of God is going to be instituted on this earth, and the Christian is going to be saved from that. So in 1 Thessalonians 4, we read that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But on earth, this is going to happen. People are going to think that they're safe, that they're secure, and sudden destruction is going to come upon them. And the only way to be prepared for what we read about in 1 Thessalonians 5 is to trust in the Lord now. Be ready for the Lord when he comes. Now, when I look at these warnings, I've noted in a meditation I wrote that we get a lot of weather warnings these days. Even today, as I write, we are being told about the possibility of cold weather funnels that do little damage and rarely reach the ground. This last week, we were told that we might get 80-mile-an-hour winds and baseball-size hail. For those who got these storms, the warnings may have saved the lives of the people who made sure that they had a roof over their heads when the hail came. But the warnings didn't save property. There was nothing that could be done to spare the houses that had the roofs destroyed, the siding ripped off, and the windows broken. Frankly, my wife and I tend to tune the warnings out. We live in a manufactured home with no basement, and by the time a tornado siren is sounded, it is usually too late to go to the only shelter on the court where we live. When we have tried to go, cars have been parked in the road, and one has to walk at least a block to get to the shelter, which is usually pretty full. So in the 14 years we have lived here, we tried the shelter about twice, and now we roll over and go back to sleep. We have had some hail damage, but no one that we know of has had serious wind damage in our court. So the warnings are pretty much ignored. After all, I have lived a good number of years and have only seen 2 live tornadoes. I figure the odds are much better that a car accident or heart attack or cancer is going to plague us than that a tornado is going to hit us. But we simply don't listen to the warnings anymore. As one of my friends told me last week about these storm warnings, it was all hype for naught. While I don't take weather warnings as seriously as I should, I do take the Bible warnings seriously. We know that there are 2 events for which we all need to be prepared. One of the events about which we are warned and that has caught the attention of many has to do with the rapture of the church. After the rapture, the Lord will usher in a period of earthly judgments on the world that rejected the Lord. The believers will be spared. They will be in heaven. But those who are left behind will find out how bad God's wrath is. The first part of this period may be when people think that they have peace and safety. But for those people, their earthly destruction is sudden. Most people just don't take the warnings about the Lord's coming seriously. One of the reasons for this is that everyone who preaches prophetically has a little different interpretation of how end times will play out. Instead of dealing with the principles that are clear, they deal with detail that isn't. People set dates for the Lord's return and point to the events that are supposedly the fulfillment of prophecy, but when the Lord doesn't come, the warnings become so much hype. Here in the U.S., we are fairly smug. We think that we are safe, and most of us think the Bible warnings can be ignored. Even Peter tells us that in the last days, mockers will ask, where is the promise of his coming? Most people think that the Bible is all hype for naught. The other warning that has to do with the certainty of death. In the last few weeks, I have been reminded that many people die with their boots on. They get up in the morning, and by evening, they are in eternity, never to return to their family and friends. I believe that Luke 16 makes it pretty clear that the self-satisfied, self-centered people who reject the Old Testament prophecies about the Lord are doomed forever. People who, in this life, have realized that the only way to be prepared for eternity is to trust in the one who has been rejected by this world will be able to enter heaven. Trusting in the death of Christ reconciles them to God. Even though they are sinners, their sins are forgiven. They will be the wise who listen to the warning. The foolish think it is all hype for naught. No one likes to speak of judgment and wrath. We like to speak about mercy, truth, and grace. Today we can enjoy the grace and mercy and truth of the Lord. We can be saved. We can be saved, but we shouldn't assume that true biblical warnings are all hype for naught. So, dear friend, as we think about our relationship with God, there are many things happening today that should concern us when it comes to the Lord's return. I do believe that the Lord's return will be secret, sudden, and silent. And when the Lord does return, we will not have time at that time to make preparation. And if we are not ready when the Lord returns, we will be left behind for that terrible period when the Lord does judge the earth for the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will judge a Christ-rejecting world. And those who die during that period of tribulation will then end up in eternal burnings forever. And friend, again, we don't like to speak about those things. What we like to speak about is the blessings of heaven and of trusting in the Lord. And we hope you'll heed the warning and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ even today. Now, our Heavenly Father, bless thy word and bless those who have listened. Help us not to become amongst those who tune out the warnings, but let us listen and repent and believe and be saved. And for those who have done that, we thank thee. For those who have not done that, we pray. We just commit ourselves to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com. And we do thank you for listening.